103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. On 103.2 Dublin City FM, it is The Sod Show with Peter Donegan and myself, Brian Green, with you until 3:30 this afternoon and available on podcast from around tea time Thursday. Thanks for joining us. On today's programme, we'll be talking with Catherine MacDonald, a first-time designer at the Chelsea Flower Show. Well, was she a first-time designer? Because according to Stephanie Mahon in The Telegraph, although it's Catherine MacDonald's first time designing a Chelsea garden on her own, she is an old hand at the show. It's her 10th year, as well as helping to create the 2013 Fresh Garden and the 2014 Show Garden. MacDonald's previous experience in planting and project managing gardens reads like a roll call of top names. Stay with us. We'll be talking to Catherine in a few moments' time. If you want to get in touch, we are available on Twitter at Sodshow, during the week on email info@sodshow.com, and the website sodshow.com, where you can listen back to the last 5.5 years of programmes. Let's get to it. Let's get outdoors where we want to be on this horticultural gardening extravaganza of a radio show on Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show, and let's go to Chelsea. We're outdoors with Peter Donegan.
It's another Friday afternoon. We are back together for you to listen to me talking a lot. On this occasion, however, it's not me really doing all of the talking. In my company is a lady, a legend, by the name of Catherine MacDonald. We'll get to her in just a second. If you want to get in touch with us, we are at Sodshow on Twitter. It is facebook.com/thesodshow or sodshow.com. Sodshow on Twitter is probably the easiest one. Catherine MacDonald, you are very welcome to the Sodshow.
Thank you very much.
Let's do a couple of things for those who are not aware. Who is Catherine MacDonald? What do you do?
So I'm a designer working for Landform Consultants Limited. I design most of their residential projects, and I've also then project manage and design show gardens.
So let's take the residential projects that you would be talking about to give people in the UK and Ireland predominantly an idea of what we're actually talking about. Is this, let's say, Peter and Catherine, and we have a dog and it's that kind of a size of a back garden, or is this... No, Peter, this was Highbury Stadium when it was redesigned and rebuilt. You know the building that I'm talking about.
Yep.
And that's kind of large scale. Is it at that level or is it slightly different?
No, it's various scales. It can be a small garden. So in London, sometimes we do gardens perhaps off the King's Road. I've done one recently, and it's not a huge garden, but there's quite technical build. Then also larger ones outside of London, more suburban. And then country gardens as well, but various scales really.
Okay, for those of you listening on podcast or on radio, there's noise going on in the background. There's myriad of things happening around us. You'll hear beeping and people laughing and giggling. It's all good. They're just happy and excited to see me here. That's okay, right? That's not working out too well on my behalf. On a serious note, should I call him your boss? Is that Mark Gregory?
It is, yes.
Okay, so myself and Mark know each other extremely well.
But
we do.
Is that a good thing?
No, it's a great thing. He's a very good-looking man. He's a great sense of humour. If I was, you know, a good-looking lady, I would ask him out for a drink. On a serious note, Mark has judged gardens in bloom.
Yes, that's right.
The Phoenix Park in Dublin. I met him in Chelsea with his daughter, and it was a pleasure to do so. At the same token, to put in context who your boss is and give people an idea of at what level maybe you and Landform are at, how many gardens has Mark built?
Well, this will be his 150th show garden that he has built for RHS. So he's very experienced at show garden installations. Also has designed himself at Chelsea and won gold medals. Mm-hmm. But also we do, as a company, and Mark running Landform Consultants, do a lot of residential and commercial projects, so he's got a number of years experience in the landscaping industry.
Okay, the objective of this is, by the way, wasn't to big up Mark too much. I understand, and I know I can hear you at home telling me this is about Catherine. It is, but I think when you turn around and say, by the way,
the lead singer of Led Zepp is your new boss, and you're the, you know, you kind of go, oh God, right, okay, fair enough. That's the kind of where I was going at this. So how long are you working with Landform?
I actually started work for Landform in 2010, building on Mark's Children's Society garden at Chelsea Flower Show. So I started in the planting week, planting that garden. But I'd known Mark longer because when I did my training as you know, garden designer, I'd met him then. And he introduced me to various people. One of them who was my first boss, Luciano Jubilee. And I worked with Luciano for 3.5 years. And Landform used to build a lot of Luciano's gardens. And then I ended up working for Landform and designing for them. So it, there's quite a lot of sort of personal history and work history with Mark. I've known him for about 10 years now.
And he's, I have to say, he's a very good guy. And hi, Mark, if you're listening. Let's go to this one then, because your name is firmly at the top of the page, was firmly at the top of the page, Chelsea Flower Show 2016. Just as you turn the corner on Main Avenue. And that, as we know from talking to Paul Martin, who we did a double show with around his garden at Chelsea Flower Show 2016, that's a huge achievement. That's like
to be on Main Avenue.
Oh God, yeah, of course it is. And congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting to be on Main Avenue. I have done show gardens at Chelsea before with somebody else, but I haven't been on Main Avenue before. And this is also quite a good spot for me, being at the end of the pavilion. It was the same site as Mark's garden that I started planting on when I started at Landform. We have often built gardens there, so I do know the site quite well, and that helped. But yeah, it's really exciting to be on Main Avenue in such a prominent position.
Well, let's go there then if we can. Main Avenue, the garden is what? Who is it for?
It's the Hartley Botanic Garden. So it is for Hartley Botanic, who design and build glasshouse structures. They're a British company, so it's British design and engineering. They're quite well known for their traditional styled structures, but about 30% of their business is bespoke design service and bespoke builds. So we are celebrating their fantastic technical skills by having this new opus structure on the show garden that has been designed specifically for the plot, for the show garden.
To be fair to Hartley Botanic, they are... how do I say this? For those of you at home listening to this, don't take any umbrage with this, but if you walk into your local garden centre, the super, super, duper store, you'll see a glasshouse there, and I know you will, and they're fine, and they're great, and they are good starters. But let me analogise this. If you've ever played guitar, as I did, and I taught myself how to play guitar, in hindsight, my first guitar was terrible. It cost me £7, and it was rubbish, but it was enough to get going, if that makes sense. So when that gardening bug kind of takes over, you essentially end up at that Gibson Les Paul kind of a level. Now you get where I'm coming from? Yeah, of course you do. And then you maybe turn around and you go, I think I'll have a Hartley Botanic. For a lot of people, if you saw them, you turn around and say, I would happily live in that thing. And you would. They are at that level.
They are the top.
It's just utter class.
The quality and their engineering skills, it is amazing. They're brilliant glasshouses. I have one myself, but one of the smaller ones.
Yeah, well, it's who you know, not what you know at this stage of the game, Catherine. And I'm hoping they're going to listen to this and fly one over to Dublin, North County, Ballybohol, please. Just ask the postman. He'll tell you where I am.
What are your vegetable and gardening skills like?
Hey, you're joking me. I'm going to put an armchair in it. I'm sticking on the radio. I'm BBC Radio 5 Live all the way, baby. Saturday, 3 p.m. I'm joking. And a few plants, of course. I'm on. Yeah. Let's get to this, because in my head, there are people, and we've spoke to some of them, myself included, who've had great success stories building show gardens. And then on a lot of occasions, it doesn't always happen. There's a lot more to it than just designing a garden and submitting it. It doesn't work out that way. It's a huge journey. It's that back catalogue, as you rightly said. It's who you worked with. It's that confidence in yourself and other people's confidence in you equally to build that garden on your behalf. Because what you essentially show is a piece of paper.
Yeah.
with a sketch on it. Let's say, let's just dumb it down just for a minute. And then people say, well, actually, she is the most beautiful woman of the mind, and I want to give her my hard-earned shekels to see this come to fruition. They approached you, I gather, and said, let's just stick with this for a minute. Did they, you can tell me, like, was it, you know what, he met me at the pub and I was having a gin and tonic and I asked him could I have a lemon. You can tell me that bit afterwards. But when they phoned you, did you do that little sidekick jump in the air? Did you go, I've just got the call.
It's sort of slightly different to that, because I've actually been designing their trade exhibits at Chelsea since, I did it in 2012, 2013, 2015, and this year, as well as doing the show garden. So there is a history with Hartley Botanic and Johnny Mabasha, the MD. So it's quite a nice team already. So we were sort of talking together about doing this show garden, and we've had great comments and success about the trade exhibits, and I think Johnny was quite confident in us working together as a team and producing a great garden together. So it's a history. Also, this for myself, I have a fair experience at Chelsea and other shows. I've done other gardens at Hampton Court and, as I said, at Chelsea with other people. And this is my 10th year at Chelsea in one form or another. So there's quite a lot of history. I also am always involved behind the scenes with all the show gardens that Landform installs. So as well as doing the design for this one, I've been involved in the others that Landform have built.
You noted 10 years involved in show garden building at a relatively to higher level, going on a crest from, let's say, I'll call it 5 to kind of 10, where its main avenue is 10, if that's a nice way to put it, or an all right way to put it. But you're an extremely young looking woman, which the people at home on radio will only be able to see if they send us a note on Twitter and we put out a photograph here.
That's just the genes. I'm not actually that young.
We won't go any.
I'm lucky with my parents that they still look.
We won't go any further than this, because I've been prone to get into trouble for this whole thing before. Let's go to the garden build if we can. The main structure of it, obviously, I would gather, is a Hartley Botanic.
It is a bespoke Hartley Botanic structure that is an what they would normally use. It's aluminium framed glass house, and we work together on this design, and it's launching their new Opus range, which is sort of like harmony with nature. And there were concept sketches that I did for the garden and the overview and slightly for the structure, but it's Hartley and their team that make that work and have made this fantastic glasshouse.
Am I allowed to ask how much one of these babies would cost me?
Well, this is the prototype, so
right, okay.
I don't know that myself. I'm sure
that's
that there
a very,
is.
That's a very diplomatic answer. I've got 20 quid in my pocket, says that's not going to be the amount.
A little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, I'll settle for it. Let's go to the build if we can. There's a backstory to the build and how it was put together and who did the building, the construction of it for you.
Okay, well, it was great, actually. So the garden itself celebrates a lot of British elements. And what we have in terms of the construction team is a Landscape Skills Academy trained guys that have been building it. So it's a young team. The foreman, Will Gadd, this was his first lead on a show garden. And it's,
that's a big ask.
It is, but he's worked on show gardens before, and these are they're people that are part of UK Skills and World Skills, so they have competed in competitions and have done all sorts of different. There's construction and planting, and yeah, it was a really, really nice team, and it's a nice feel. But yeah, it's been a great field.
If you don't mind me asking this, and I ask this very diplomatically, but I mean, as a garden designer, Main Avenue, Chelsea, and Chelsea nonetheless anyway, would it not have been easier for you to turn around and say, well, there's that team over there and they've built, you know, 50, 60, 250 Chelsea show gardens, let's just get them in, here's the designs, I'm gone for a cup of tea, phone me in 3 weeks' time. I say it like that, it's obviously not that easy, but would that not, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody in asking that question, but would that not have been the easier choice, or is this how you really wanted it for good reason?
Well, it's just great to give people an opportunity to show what they can do. And yes, there are larger, bigger contractors who have more experience. But I think that the guys have really proven their worth and their skills and have done, you know, really well on this. So.
Let's go to the British thing, because you made a point, and your garden essentially does make a great point out of what is great and what is British. How great British are we talking on this one? If you'll pardon me how I said that.
Well, the design, you know, there were a lot of British elements in it. In the woodland area around the glasshouse structure, it's British native trees, silver birch, Betula pendula, underplanted with British native plant species. Then there, as you'd start in, there's the end of a kitchen or walled garden, and that's something that's very British in itself. The materials used, the paving is Yorkstone. It's grey Yorkstone, so a different colour than what most people would expect. But, you know, it's British material nonetheless, and that was great to use that. And then in the glasshouse itself is a collection of carnivorous plants, Sarracenias, pitcher plants. They are grown by Matt Soper of Hampshire Carnivorous Plants, and they are amazing. And the idea there is a celebration of what you know, used to be Victorians collecting themed plants. So, or, you know, that sort of era, that the Victorian era.
I've kind of got this The Who, Tommy kind of thing, where and I think Oasis did it as well, where Liam Gallagher had that. Was it Noel, my apologies, had that guitar with the British crest on the front of it, and it was always a little bit that, yeah, on the mopeds.
I'm proud of my heritage.
You should be.
I mean, I'm born in England, but my name is, you know, surname MacDonald. There's Scottish heritage there, so I've got a good mix. I am British. That's how I feel.
I can see Andy Murray's mom sitting upstairs, cheering you on. I absolutely love. Back home, when something is born and bred, start to finish, top to toe, garden, and I know, in a lot of cases, it is extremely difficult to put everything that you want in your heart and your head as a design together, and then turn around and say it's British. If it's by chance, that's entirely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same token, to do it from the get-go forward, it's like a little extra challenge that somebody has put on you. It's like an extra condition that you have to almost, I won't say abide by, but it's just wonderful to see when it all kind of pieces together.
Yeah, it did work out well. I mean, I had other plants that I might have used that weren't, so in the woodland area particularly, I had other plants I was going to perhaps use, other species, and they weren't British natives. And in the end, the plants that were grown by Cowways Plants, they looked great. So I used the British native species, really, and it's been fantastic.
You have to take this as a compliment again, but we noted earlier on that you look extremely young. You also look unlike a lot of the designers, understandably so, because there is a lot of the pressure cooker that happens in Chelsea. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of sleepless nights. And it's not just the weeks of the bill. It's pre that and pre that and pre that again. You look like you just walked out of a Timotei advert.
I don't feel like that. Thanks for the compliment.
If you meet Catherine at a music festival and you walk in, it's day three and she's got a pint of Guinness in her hand, you can just turn around and go...
Whiskey.
I think. Are you
or champagne, girl? Actually.
Well,
maybe
champagne
coming.
Pims, do you do the Pims?
Yeah,
thing?
I like the Pims.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you? Yeah.
I do, yeah. It's when British, isn't it?
Well, it's very true. But, hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with Pims. I don't mind. As long as it's in a glass, that's okay, you know? What's next for Catherine MacDonald?
Well, I have a show garden at Hampton Court.
Oh, wow.
That will be next. Also, I am getting married in June, so it's quite a year for me.
So you're getting married in June?
Yes.
As in this June?
Yes.
Hold on a sec. Did your husband-to-be, I gather, has a degree in some form of mathematics or other, let's call it that. Yeah, he can add. And I've got a calendar and there's 12 months on it. So Chelsea eliminates, you know, pretty much all of your life between January and June, let's call it. And you're going to get married what date in June?
18th.
Congratulations, by the way.
He's here as well, though.
Oh, is he? So that's okay.
So we've both got that.
Yeah, we spoke. Hold on, don't give that one to me, because we had Rosemary Hardy and Rob Hardy on the phone, and Rob said to me that he had to phone her. He phoned her a couple of days ago, and I said, I'm going in my head while the interview is taking place. You what? You phoned her? She's two
she's 200 metres across the way.
Well, he was next door to me, so yeah, nearby. But I think we've probably seen less of each other being, you know, at Chelsea than we normally would. Yeah.
Do you mind that bit? And again, a lot of the designers seem to say to me that, look, there's a lot of time away from, and it is, and it's that, and it's not like an 8 hour, you couldn't do an 8 hour day in Villa Garden in Chelsea. Do you mind that?
Sometimes towards the end you do, but you know, the adrenaline rush and the challenge, it's part of why you do it. You don't often have the opportunity to do such intricate and difficult designs. It's a challenge. You know, most people, well, I love a challenge anyway.
Well, let's get to the next challenge that you have on. What day does Hampton Court?
Hampton Court, the build-up starts 3 days before my wedding, yeah. Silence.
I'm trying to picture what man would actually get away with that, but this is role reversal, so it's all right. So what? I don't mean to become too personal. You can tell me to. We'll use the Irish word. You can tell me to feck off if you want to. But do you go get married? Let's say on the Monday, and then on the. I'm not too sure if it's a Monday, but let's not go there. I'll be invited to the wedding if I keep going the way I'm going. you do that on the Monday, Hampton. Build up starts three days after, is that okay? So do you go get married and then go do Hampton?
Yeah. It was the, you know, I have to say, the wedding,
I'm not knocking you, I'm just you know,
was booked and arranged a long time ahead of Chelsea and Hampton Court, so they sort of happened to come along.
I read a story quite recently about a man who left his honeymoon early to go and see an FA Cup final, and I kind of thought, well, that's understandable, but I didn't say it out loud. But I just on a serious note, I genuinely have such admiration for anybody who puts that much energy into
that much pressure on themselves.
Yeah, but the pressure is good, and again, I think some people thrive under that, and they get better under that. And when I see the garden that you have done, it oozes quality, Catherine. And my sense of humour and wry wit aside, I do have to say, so much congratulations. It's amazing when you walk past and you just see something that is utterly flawless, and that's exactly what it is.
Thank you very much.
Quite beautiful. Yes, well done. Congratulations, I should add, 2016 Chelsea, number one for the future. Congratulations on Hampton, and congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you very much.
Great news. Thanks. Catherine MacDonald, thank you so much for your time. Been a real pleasure. Hey, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Well, via Landform. So, yeah, if you visit Landform, consultants.co.uk, that's our website. So.
Okay, and our thanks to Rose Tinted PR for making all this one happen. Thank you, Rosie, so much for your time. Catherine, thank you again.
Thank you.
Take care. Slán, bye-bye.
Thanks, Catherine. Thanks, Peter. Absolutely wonderful hearing about the floating greenhouse garden at Chelsea 2016. It brings back memories, great memories. If you like what you hear, you can listen back to more of these shows at sodshow.com. That's where they're available. And if you want to get in touch, if you've got something of interest for a future show, we are available on email, info@sodshow.com. Thanks for listening. And on behalf of Peter, I'm Brian Green, saying have a great week. And we'll talk to you next Friday at 3 p.m. Goodbye, and enjoy the match on Sunday.